Stephen Arthill Construction.
Hi, can I speak with Stephen?
Yes, Mase is calling.
This is Soraya from Bank of Cardiff.
Sure, hold 1 second, please.
Thank you.
Stephen Hill.
Hi, Stephen. This is Soraya from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. I just wanted to let you know I work with Dennis over here. He did get in touch with me yesterday that you had some questions about the UCC and such, so I did reach out to Winset. I'm just waiting to get some information back from them in regards to how the UCC gets released, but whenever a loan is filed, the UCC is filed. It's in the contract
so,
that they
yeah,
do that.
So I just talked to Sandy over at Winset, and she's
okay.
Working on getting me to release the
Perfect.
Couple issues. One, Dennis presented the loan to us as unsecured. We never knew y'all were putting liens, UCC liens on our business. That's a big issue. Two, we did a loan over a year, paid off a year ago, and just found out that the UCC was never released from a year later. Even though we have a payoff letter from Winset saying the loan's paid off, they never released the UCC, terminated the UCC filing. And so we had the second loan we took and just paid off, and we got a UCC termination agreement, but it's not stamped or filed with the state of Texas. And I was surprised because I didn't know even how they'd even had that to begin with. So they just sent a blank copy. It's not even filed to the Texas. So I just talked to Winset Sandy and said, I need the stamped recorded copy that you've terminated those UCC filings, and she's going to work on that.
Perfect. Yeah, I can send you a copy of the contract. It is always in the documents. It's in Section 3, just about the security interest and that they have when they do it. You know, it's not something that we do. It's something that they do. It's to secure the debt, but they should. I know
yeah,
I read this
letter. You might want to have Dennis call me because the loan was presented as unsecured loan.
Okay.
And it's not unsecured. I can go to my bank. I can go to my bank, Sonia, and I can borrow money and do a UCC filing for a lot less interest. The whole draw to using your company was there was no UCC filings, no hit my credit. So it was not presented, and that's another issue. But the other second issue is if you're going to have a UCC filing, it should be terminated when the loan's paid off.
Yeah, that's kind of more on the Winset end of things, but I understand what you're saying. I have read before that sometimes, because this was filed in 2015, I think was our last loan that we did. So when the loan ends, it should be something too where it should sort of conclude. But I mean, again, this is not something I deal with. Personally, I don't deal with UCC filings. It's more of like a corporate filing with the contracts on the documents. But I did reach out to Winset to see, to make sure that they would release it. And it sounds like you're already on top of that as well. But I can, if you'd like, I can send you a copy of the contracts. I do have those on file, too.
I don't need them. I need the terminated UCC filing for both loans is what I need.
Okay, and you have spoken to Winset about that directly already?
Well, I just spent 30 minutes arguing because they said it's not really their department to call. You know, I got the runaround. I'm not really
okay.
Sure who it is. They did they're going to work on it. So that's how it's left. So
I will work on it as well, too. I have a pretty good contact over there. So I will get in touch with her and find out directly on
and
how
it's
to.
Not, it's not email me a document that says it's been terminated. I need the stamped copy that shows it's been recorded with the state of Texas.
Stamped copy. Okay. All right. Let me go ahead.
Because sending me an email on the current loan that's been paid off means nothing. It needs to be. When you file it online, the state of Texas, they give you a receipt, and it's got a code number on it. That
okay.
Shows, I have no proof that they released this document.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so we need some kind of stamp copy proof. Okay.
Yeah, and who signed the payoff letter? We got a payoff letter on the loan, and you can't read it. It's a bunch of squiggly lines.
Is it from Winset, or is it from...
It's from Winset Capital.
I can get a new one.
But who signs them?
Who signs them?
Yeah, there's no name printed. It just has blah, blah, blah. There's no name printed.
I don't know who signs them. I don't think they're... I think they're just like a printed document that
yeah,
has
I just, that's fine. I just need the UCC terminations on both letters, on both loans.
Okay, I will work
it's,
on
it's
that.
Actually, it's incredible that they kept your company, Cardiff, Winset, one and the same, kept a UCC filing in my business for a loan that was paid off over a year ago.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking at the contracts from January 2015, so I'd have to look and see.
I have a payoff letter dated October 3rd. Now, hold on. October 8th, 2015. The loan was paid off.
Okay.
One of the loans was paid off over a year ago, and they still have the filing on it.
I seriously, okay. I will see what to do on that. It's a little bit not something that I typically know much about, so sorry for my lack of knowledge on it, but
okay.
I will follow up with them and see if I can get that.
How do you spell your name again?
It's S-O-R-A-Y-A.
And what's your number?
My number's 858.
Okay.
925.
Okay.
5467.
Okay, so the main thing is I need the recorded copy. I'll say clear the recorded copy that the UCC filing has been terminated by the state of Texas.
Recorded copy, okay.
That the UCC filings have been terminated.
Okay, I will work on getting that.
That's just not an email. That's got to be when they log online. It takes them 5 minutes. They get a recorded stamped copy.
Recorded. Okay, let me see if I can do. I'll get in touch with my contact over there.
And two, I'd like Dennis to call me. I want to talk to him about the loan.
Okay, sure. I'll let him know.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.